And welcome to today's episode of Tranquil Awakenings with me, Debbie Eisen. On today's episode, I will be in conversation with Mel from Oil Faction. We will be talking all about essential oils and how they can benefit health and well-being. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Thank you ever so much for coming to see me today. So we normally see each other at the shows.
We do.
And I rarely get a chance to talk to you because your stall is always swamped with people.
I try.
It's great.
Thank you.
One time I got to be near you on my stall and I was fascinated by the amount that you could talk over a weekend.
It's very tiring, Debbie. I'm telling you, people don't realise how hard it is. Trust me, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and when you're saying the same thing all the time, you know, you try and have a varied way in and mm-hmm. what we do, you know what I mean? But what you got to try and do is get people to your stall so they can smell what you're doing and they can experience it. Because if you walk past it, you don't get the same sense. It's not the same because there's so many different types of fragrance and products out there.
Yeah.
So I try and get people to smell it because once they smell it, then they understand what the essential oils and the sprays are all about.
And they're absolutely amazing. I know so many people that come to your stall and they get all sorts of different essential oils from you. But one of the favourites is your grounding spray.
And quite often
I'll go to different stall holders. They're like, hang on a minute, let me just give you a bit of a spray. And I look at what they're doing and it's your grounding spray. So I think that's amazing.
Yeah, it is lovely. Well, funny enough, it's very like the forest. I mean, if you think about it, whenever people struggle with stress and anxiety and we want time to think, space to think, what do is we take a walk to the woods or we go into the forest, and it's like our peace, it's like our sanctuary. And I think exactly this is what the spray does, because when you spray it over somebody and they close their eyes and you tell them just to go to the earth, go to the forest, and they get that sense of say, wow, can't believe it, and where people can't do that every evening.
No.
So by having the spray, just sitting back in your chair, just spraying it over you and just relaxing and letting it work on your brain, it just smells you're completely there, and it brings you down. It relaxes you. And that's why we actually call it grounding. But you've got three beautiful earth oils in there. You've got the vetiver, patchouli and cedarwood. And the vetiver is an oil that's used for the brain already. It's used for the ADHD, autism, mental health, sleep. So it's quite a powerful oil. It's a root plant from Java, but you've also got patchouli and cedarwood. And cedarwood's also very good for the brain. So three potent oils all together, and produces a lovely smell. People love it.
Yeah, I know. Everybody, it's such a popular one. I always talk to people about your work and whenever at the shows, and they love that grounded one. But I think, like you say, it brings them into that sensory experience. So a smell, as we know, goes straight to the brain. But then it's associated with other things. So they get the sights in their mind. They get the visions. They hear things all of a sudden. They become immersed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's brilliant.
But it's there to help. You know, I mean, it's not going to cure you. You know, let's be honest. No oils will cure you, but they're there to help you. They're as I call them, nature's natural healer. You know, they're all around the world. They're all around the earth. You know, they're in flowers and plants and trees, which is completely free to people, you know what I mean? So the smells, whenever we have smells, our brain reacts with them. It's strange. I had a father come to a show and he doesn't believe in essential oils. He says to me, I don't believe in them. He says, I've never used them. I've never really understood them. But he says, my son's got ADHD and he's 11.
Right.
And he's a complete head case. He said, you know, it doesn't matter whatever, whatever I do, he says, he goes mad. He gets cross. He gets angry. He doesn't sleep at night. He's been kicked out of school. And he said, is there anything we can do? So I explained to him how this works, this oil and spray and everything else. And I said, look, I'll tell you what. I said, just take it and try it. I said, you know what? I want you to experience it. I want you to try it. I said, I'm not going to even charge you for it. I said, just take it. If it works, you pay me. And that's simply it, you know? Well, lo and behold, about 2 weeks, I got a message to say that his son carries the bottle around with him. And it's the first time he's felt relaxed, and he's great. And I actually done a talk for this guy at his group that he has. And since that, he's been buying his oils from us. He's
amazing.
Completely believes in essential oils, you know what I mean? So there must be something to it.
Absolutely.
There's got to be, you know. So, yeah.
I mean, we use them in our household a lot because we don't tend to go to doctors anymore because I really believe a lot of the time in nature or alternative therapies that they can help. And it's one of the first things we go to. So in our house, we've got a renovation project. And in the kitchen, there's a place where it's been made for all the bottles of wine, but we don't drink alcohol. So what we've done is we've filled that with herbs and things from the garden to make incense and lots of essential oils.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's where we go straight away.
Yeah.
To if we've got a headache, if we're feeling overwhelmed or tired or stressed,
yeah.
what essential oil could we need that's going to help us with that? And like, oh, we just Google it if we don't remember which one it is.
Yeah.
But it makes such a difference sort of to your mood and well-being and how you're feeling depending on what you need.
It's completely natural. I mean, the way I look at it is right, if you walk into a bakery,
yep.
you know, and like I'm a bit of a fat guy, you know me, Debbie, are you? So, but I love my cakes, right? So if I walk into a bakery and I'm on a diet and the first thing you get is that smell of fresh bread or you smell freshly baked cakes and you think to yourself, no, and you'll still end up buying one.
Yeah.
Because we've got a gland in our brain that senses with smell.
Yeah.
It's our sensory gland. And all of a sudden, you're overcome. You think, oh, wow. And there's no difference in a bunch of flowers. There's no difference when you get flowers in a room that in the sunshine is blooming. And this is what essential oils are. They're not just therapeutical. They're for your mental health, they're for everything. They make you feel good. And you're so right. There's so much you can have in your house as a medicine kit.
Yeah.
I mean, like one of them, lavender. Even though lavender, a lot of people use it for sleep. Yes, it is good, but not many people know that lavender goes both ways. It can make you hyper as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, a lot of people don't know that. If you're into oils, you will.
Yeah.
But it can make you, too much lavender can make you hyper.
Oh, interesting.
So we use very little of it in our sleep spray. Yeah. We tend to use more of the vetiver. But in a house, if you've got like cuts, wounds, anything like that, lavender is fantastic because it will protect your cut. It'll protect it from bugs, bacteria, and it's good for pain relief. It's antibacterial. So lavender's great. But what about tea tree?
Yeah, amazing.
When you get the kids, like, you know what I mean? And they come in and they say, Mom, I've got a sting, like, you know what I mean? Or whatever. Tea tree, essential oil is great. Been used for, I could go on. Like,
We're the same. Like, lavender and tea tree are two of the main ones we go to in our house. And I know I burnt my finger the other week. And straight away, put some lavender on it and it really helped with the pain. And I thought, this is brilliant. And tea tree we use for all sorts of things.
Well, especially, you've got, three kids, isn't it?
Three kids.
Three kids, like, you know what I mean? God love you, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Here, have this, have more.
They get a bit fed up on me sometimes. So they hurt themselves. Whatever. Just let me go and get the essential oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let me go and get the homeopathy kit. Just let me go and get
something. Wake up, you're an ordinary family, Mom. Like, shame. Bless them. Like, you know. But the thing about it is, the young ones, it's the kids nowadays that want change.
They do.
Have you noticed it? I mean, you can't believe it. Like, you see the young ones who go on these demonstrations now for Extinction Rebellion and all that. Like, they don't want the chemicals no more.
No.
They don't want to be sick. They want their planet back.
Yep.
You know, and I think this is what, it's the young ones that are changing it.
And I think there's a lot of positives with the young ones. I know you hear a lot of the old generation complaining about them, but they are becoming more conscientious about about well-being, about caring for one another. And I think that's really important.
I don't think you can knock them because I think what goes around is coming around. And I think like the younger generation, like my son, he's like 19 and well, no, he's 21 now. I can't believe it. He's just finished university. But his girlfriend, you know, I talk about oils. Oh yeah, I use that. She's 20, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And all her friends use the oils and use them for anxiety. And I think, you know what we were just saying earlier on, it's like COVID. Since COVID, things have changed.
Yeah.
Everything has changed. You know, you're struggling to get to see a GP. You're struggling. You go into hospitals, you've got longer waiting times, you know, and it's not their fault. It's just the way society is. We're getting a bigger nation. We're getting older. There's less money around.
Yeah.
So people want alternative. They want something that's going to help them.
Yeah.
And this is where the well-being scene is coming into.
Absolutely.
I mean, like what you do is completely different to what I do, but it's all well-being.
Yeah.
It's all helping the mind.
Yes.
It's all helping the body. And this is what it's all about. And I think this is with oils because you can physically touch it. You can physically smell it. You can physically see it. You know, more people are turning towards it and starting to understand what essential oils are. Because they've been around for bloody decades. This is what I...
Well, they've always been used, haven't they? Like,
do you know what, honestly, David, I get so frustrated when I go to do talk, right? And the talk before me, they'll have 100 people in it, and then I get 10 in mine. And I think, what's wrong with me? Why? You know, and I honestly believe. And then I ask people, I say, why don't you come to a set? Well, we don't know nothing about them. We don't. Oh, because I know about lavender. I know about oils already. What do I need to know more about them?
Yeah.
What do I need to learn about them? You know? And it's interesting when they come to the talk and they do the talk and they think to themselves, I didn't realize they can do that. They can do this. You can use them this way. You can burn them that way. You can diffuse them. You can breathe them. You know, you can do so much with them.
Yeah.
You know, and people are just amazed, you know. And then the amount of people that you help and turn around and say, you know what, I'm going to do that. And then you get these scare tactics. You can't put them near your dogs and you can't put them near your cats. You know, and I say to people, yeah, you've got to be careful. Yeah, it's common sense. But you take your dog for a walk in a field that's just been sprayed full of chemicals. You'll have plugins and other products, fragrances in your house.
Yeah.
What's in them?
Exactly.
Yeah, I just, you know, and it frustrates me and I've got to stop being frustrated.
Yeah.
Because, and I think that's where I get so angry with things sometimes because I sit back and I think, why don't you understand? And it's not people's fault.
And it's not, and I think it's the way we've been educated in our society, haven't we? We've been very much educated that it's an external system that we need to get help or be sorted by somebody external. It's not within us. When actually we have got the gifts within us, whether it's going out and buying an essential oil, whether it's going and getting some therapeutic support, whether it's going and having a walk in nature, we've got those resources available to us. And it's about coming back to that, isn't it now, I think?
It's so coming back to nature.
Yeah.
It really is, you know. And like I say, it is helping so many people. I mean, going back to the old days in the Middle Ages, they didn't have hospitals.
No.
You know, we didn't have doctors. You know, we had healers.
Yes.
We had people who healed with herbs and plants and, you know, and we see it in the movies. You know, you watch an old movie, like, you know what I mean? And like Braveheart, like, you know, I love that one. Like, Mel Gibson. I wish I was like him. But anyway, like, you know, it's Mel Gibson, like in the movie, like when he get a cut and they put the herbs on their hands, like, you know, and it heals them. And I think, why have we lost that? You know, why? I don't, you know, and I do know, but I'm not going to say it because I might upset a few people, like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to say it, like, on here. But, but you know, it's we've lost, really.
And it's such a shame, isn't it? And I think I've had a conversation with a few people before, and they said, yeah, well, actually, if you think about mortality rates in the past, they didn't live as long. And I've said, yeah, but that's not because of, like, the herbs and other things they were using. It's because they didn't have a way necessarily to clean their water. They didn't have sanitation the same way. And in terms of food, the way it was kept sometimes, food was spoilt more easily and things. So there's all those other factors. Whereas now, it's not because they didn't have the medicines. They did have the medicines, but it's all of it together that created that system and that sort of mortality rate.
Yeah.
If we relied on all the herbs and all the healthy stuff now, alongside us having clean water, alongside us having food that we can keep without it going rotten and horrible.
Yeah.
And now that we've got more knowledge of how things work, if we put it all together, wow, we'd be healthy.
Well, exactly. Like, and if you think about it, they never talked much about cancer back in the Middle Ages and things like that. Mm. Nowadays, we've got more illnesses, you know, because I used to think and think to myself, Christ, you know, what would it be like growing up in the Middle Ages, like of having pain and, like, you know, no operations, no drugs to help you when you're, you know what I mean? Like when you're cutting you open, like, you know. But, you know, they didn't have medication back then. They'd give you a drink of whiskey and away you go, like, you know what I mean? But now we've got so much technology and yet we're suffering more.
Yeah.
And yet we're suffering more mentally health and we're suffering more with body troubles and things like that. And I honestly believe it's the way we're living. It's the way we're living with the crap we're eating and with, you know, we're eating more rubbish and we're drinking more and we're doing things that are abnormal.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, we talked about our bodies. Like, I mean, we're such a finely tuned. I mean, when I suffer from inflammatory bowel disease.
Okay.
So I went to a dietitian and she described my body. She says, if you think your body is a finely tuned Porsche engine.
Yeah.
She says, would you put a crap oil into a Porsche engine?
Yeah.
It wouldn't work. So she says, what's the difference with our bodies? She says, it's the most finely tuned engine in the world. And we put crap into it.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why we get pain, stomach aches, illnesses, diseases, sicknesses, mm-hmm. you know? And this is why I think, you know, coming back to the point of essential oils, it's mm-hmm. natural.
Yeah.
You know, I take oils, even though I can't tell people to take oils internally mm-hmm. because I'm not medically trained.
Yes.
Some people do. That's fine. That's people's choices. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can take them, but I cannot tell people. That's their own choice. Yes. But I do take now and again certain mm-hmm. oils for certain situations, and they help me.
Yeah.
You know, but like lemongrass, we eat lemongrass, we cook it in our food.
Yes.
We cook herbs in our foods. Mm-hmm. So there's no difference whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And yet it's natural, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, we need to get back. I think we need to get ourselves back here, like, you know
Absolutely,
what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Get I back completely on track. Agree with you.
Yeah. Get back on track, you know. Fed up. I mean, I do still like a bit of chocolate, but everything in moderation. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think what you're saying is people are becoming more aware, though. People are recognising that perhaps the society we live in, the speed of life, the food that we're putting in ourselves, the things we spray, isn't necessarily the best for us. And there's more and more of us doing like what we do, going out there, talking to people, helping them, supporting them.
Yeah.
And then they're getting an awareness of how they can live their lives in a different way. And then they go on and help others. So I think there's lots of good coming.
Well, do you know what? Honestly, I'm sure you've seen it yourself, Debbie, with the well-being scene. It's getting more and more and more people, different people are coming all the time. I've noticed that. I've noticed, like, you know, because, I mean, the length of time I've been doing this now, mm-hmm. and, you know, where you used to see the same people, now you don't. You're seeing a lot more of a different society. People want to know more about it.
Yeah.
And it's just getting bigger and it's growing. I mean, at one time I thought we're struggling here. I thought like it's the same people. You go to the show mm-hmm. because let's be honest, you still have to earn a living no matter what you do. It's, you know, if people think we're here for the fun of it, well, I'm afraid they've got another thing coming from my side, like, because I still, even though it's still a small business, it's still a business and you still have to earn a living.
Absolutely.
But you're still doing two in one. You're still spreading the word, like, you know what I mean? And it's people's choice. Nobody's ever forced into doing anything, mm-hmm. especially in the well-being scene.
Yes.
They're not forced into it. But there's more and more people coming back now mm-hmm. wanting help.
Yes.
And, you know, I say to people, I say, why pay come through the door? Why do you come here?
Yeah.
Do you come here for the fun of it? Do you come mm-hmm. here to spend the money? No, you don't. You come here looking for answers.
Yeah.
And people want answers.
They do.
Because they're fed up now.
Yeah.
I think they're changing. Times are changing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like that. I find that really hopeful and nice and positive that it's changing.
I think so. I think it's changing for a positive way. Like, you know what I mean? You know, you probably find that yourself. Like,
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And the more people you help, and I love it when we help people. I love it when people come to me and say, do you know what? That oil has really helped.
Yeah.
That spray has really helped. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got less pain because, you know, you can cure everything. There's a cure for everything out there.
Yeah.
There really is. Yes. There's a cure for everything. I mean, they've done so many trials now, even though it's never ordained as such, but there's so many trials taking place for the use of essential oils.
Yeah.
And it's all on the internet.
Yes.
It's you know, people said to me, oh, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Well, hang on. you know, are you that blind, like, that you can't open the internet and look at it?
Yeah.
And see for yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, was your grandmother that bad by using oils in the old days?
Yeah.
You know, how do you think you survived? Mm-hmm. Even like hospitals now are using oils more in maternity units.
And I remember that very much sort of by the time I had my third child, they gave like obviously a list of different things that you might like to bring in.
Yeah.
And it said on that, oh, you might want to use essential oils like lavender, like a few other things.
Yeah.
And I thought that's amazing that just in the space of 3 or 4 years, we were getting given more of that information. And that was obviously 9 or 10 years ago now. So I think we're moving in the right direction.
I think so. I mean, I got into oils. I mean, I never believed them myself. And what happened to me was about 10 years ago, I had a heart attack where driving along on the road, I struggled. My heart just flattened. I was talking to my sister. I was going to a different type of show at that time. I used to do like little toys, gifts and things like that, completely different. And I drove across the road and struggled for breath. I said to my sister, oh God, like, you know what I mean? Phone for the ambulance. So I'm on the phone to the ambulance and she said, stay on the line while you're on. And then a nurse walked past, lucky enough, and I was really struggling to breathe. Like, so when the ambulance turned up, they took me to Coventry Care Unit, Coventry Heart Unit. And I was there for about 2 weeks. But what happened with me, a left bungle branch block. So my nerve on the left side of the heart wasn't working right.
Okay.
So your heart doesn't pump right. Mm-hmm. So I got big problems then, like, you know. Yeah. So they put me on bisoprolol, which is for the heart. But when I came out of the hospital, I was really struggling with panic attacks, my nerves, because every time I got a flutter, I used to think, oh God, here we go again. Like, you know what I mean? It's like this fear, because there's one thing, if your heart doesn't work, you're dead.
Yep.
You know, and you get this fear in your brain, like, God, what happens if my heart stops, like, because, you know, oh, this, that, and the other, you know. So they put me on to Prozac, which the nerve tablet. Oh, well, I was climbing off the ceiling.
Bless you.
Every time I used to get in the car, I used to get sweats, I got panic attacks. I thought I was dying. I must have called an ambulance about 5 times in 2 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
And my partner, Colleen, she was saying, that's it. I've had enough. Can't cope no more, you know. And she was a big into the oil. She's actually the main one behind the oils, to be honest with you. Colleen, she makes all the sprays and everything. She's the top notch. But but no fairness, she gave me bergamot. And bergamot is Earl Grey tea. It's what it's made from. It's a beautiful oil. And what I done was I put a bit on a tissue. And every time I got in the car, I used to breathe it in.
All right.
So it did first couple of times. It didn't work. And I thought, oh, well, you know. And they changed the tablets at this time. They put me on the citalopram.
Okay.
So, but then I noticed after a couple of times, I was starting to pick the tissue up automatically.
Oh, interesting.
And breathing it in.
Yeah.
And then counting myself backwards, instead of going forward like 1 to 10, I go 10 to 1. Mm-hmm. So I was using the backward method and just relaxing, just breathing normally. But then I start to notice this, if I didn't have the tissue, I was panicking more. I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like, you know what I mean? And over time, my panic attacks was lessening, lessening, lessening. And it was, I'm 100% convinced it was the oil. It was having an effect on the brain, which bergamot does.
Yeah.
It's a nerve oil. So it's very good for anxiety, stress and all that. And I couldn't believe it. And since that, I've believed, I thought, bloody hell, like, you know, it actually works.
Yeah.
Came off the citalopram, came off the drugs. You know, you can't get off the heart tablets. You can't do that because that's what keeps you going. But everything else, you know. And I've been using oils ever since. I've been using the sprays and I believe in them 100%. They work.
Which is amazing, isn't it? I think when you've had that personal experience as well, you can go to others and say,
yeah,
I genuinely believe in this. And it's that authenticity, isn't it? That you're, that you're in this for the right reasons. Like you say, you do need to earn an income, but you want to help people because it helped you.
Exactly. Well, that's why I say to people, try it.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It's not going to work for everybody.
Yeah.
Not everybody's going to adapt to it, you know. If it works, great. It's another avenue, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And it's natural. You're not going to get addicted to it. Mm-hmm. It's like with sleep. I mean, how many people struggle with sleep issues at the moment? They reckon insomnia is massive, massive. But the problem is we can all get to sleep, but we can't stay asleep because our electrical activity in the brain is ticking over all the time.
Yes.
With stress, what we're thinking of tomorrow, what's happening today, the kids, money, everything. So we use a spray, which has got the vetiver in it, but we use very little lavender because lavender is can make you hyper if you use too much of it, like I said earlier. But then we use Canamine Roman. We're using crystals in our sprays.
Brilliant.
All our sprays have even got crystals in it. So we've got two in one. And you spray that on your pillow and you're breathing it in. It just helps you. It, the amount of people says it cannot believe how it actually works. Because you're breathing it in, so it's working on the brain, so it's relaxing you all the time. It keeps you asleep.
Yeah.
And that's the insomnia spray. Simple, 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 and it works.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's so fascinating. Yeah. I mean, I always remember going back to my childhood, my nan. She had a garden full of herbs. And it was a bit, we always thought it was a bit strange as children because we had a garden that was like lawn, so we could play football and with a table tennis ball and throw that about or badminton rackets or whatever it was. But she just had this garden full of flowers. And I used to love going around to her house because we'd go down this little sort of path that she'd made out of bricks and we would pick different herbs, like whether it was mint or lavender or something like that. And we'd make teas with it.
Yeah.
And I just found that absolutely fascinating as a child. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, we've done workshops for blending now.
Yeah.
And Colleen, she does the workshops for blending with the roll-ons, like, you know what I mean? So, but with the roll-ons, we don't really sell that many. We do more smelling stalls with the oils. But with the roll-ons, people, it's a fascinating when you watch people actually blending and they make something.
Yes.
And then their eyes light up and they think, oh my God, I actually done that.
Yeah.
And they're just combining some of their oils, their favorite oils that they like. Because even though people, it's easy to do, but it's not easy to do because, you know, if that was the case, everybody would be blending sprays and oils and everything else. You've got to know what you're doing.
Yes.
Because there is, you've got three different notes. You've got your top, middle and bottom note, but you've got your ratios. And it is a very special thing to do. I mean, the amount of sprays, the sprays that we do, I mean, yes, I believe they're good and I'm being modest. Like, you know what I mean? I don't make them, so I can say that, but I sell them. But the reaction we get is fantastic.
Yeah.
But the sprays we do is people, I've had people come up to me and say, we've tried to make your spray and we can't. We can't do it. How do you do it? Like, and I'm not even allowed. I don't even know what the breakdown is.
Yeah.
Because that's her secret.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, every time before she makes sprays or does the oils, she says a little prayer over them.
Oh, how lovely.
It is fascinating. She puts, because she feels, she's very spiritual, Colleen. Yeah. So she feels she's putting her love into them sprays and oils.
I do think that intention makes a difference, though.
Do you know what? It's fantastic because she feels she's helping someone.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a business, but you know what? It's nice when you help people as well. Or she feels like by helping people, you know, it's more of her spiritual side.
Yeah.
She feels like she's giving back.
How lovely.
You know, so it is nice. It's lovely to watch, like, you know what I mean? And she puts a lot of dedication. They're never nothing out of place. It's always the same. Yeah.
That's so nice. Yeah. It's nice that she's so passionate about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How did she come into it then?
Oh, years and years and years. I mean, like, you know, she's from South Africa and she brought her kids up on essential oils. Mm-hmm. She's been using them probably for 35 years, if not more. Mm-hmm. But she's blended, she's done lots with oils. She's done, like, you know, I couldn't really explain it to you, like, but I mean, she's been doing it for so long. She knows every oil off by heart, like, you know what I mean? And you know what? It doesn't matter how much training or what you get, it's all about the passion and the dedication and it's about you as a person.
Yes.
You know, somebody who gets trained, you know, and I think, did they want to do it or not? You've either got the calling or you haven't.
Yes.
And this is what we're saying about, like, what you do, Debbie, and mediums and things like that. You know, yeah, there are some people out there who, you know, but I think if you've got the dedication and the passion and it comes from you, you can help people.
Absolutely.
And it's very special. You either get the calling or you haven't.
Yeah.
One way or the other, you know. And that's why I can't do what you do.
Yeah.
You don't do what I do. So that is why the well-being scene, we're so different. Everybody's so different in every way, like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we are. We're all different. We all need different things at different times, don't we?
But we're passionate.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I know sometimes I annoy people. I talk too much and I keep going on and on and on. But because I love what I do.
Yeah.
And I'm passionate about helping people. I'm passionate about seeing people's reactions. I love people's reactions.
That's amazing.
I love it. I love it when they come back to me and say, do you know what? It's great. This helped me so much and this done that and that. I mean, when I do the workshops and I do the talks, at people, like, you know, and you get certain people will say to you, oh, do you know what? I've used the oils and they're fantastic. And my dog was really stressed and full of anxiety. And we used some of the lavender to help relax the animal. And it was unbelievable how the dog, you know, and it's lovely when you hear the stories coming back about how oils have worked.
Yeah.
I just wish more and more people, and you know what, the more and more people we can get out there to start coming to well-being and using well-being, the more of a better society we're going to be.
Well, we would, because when you start focusing on healing yourself and becoming the best version of yourself that you can be, that then allows you to be the best version of yourself for everyone else.
Yeah.
It allows you to be more tolerant, more loving, more giving, more understanding, as well as having your personal boundaries.
Yeah.
Which then, when you're doing that and other people are doing that, it helps to create a better society.
Exactly. And this is what people come to me and they say to me, you know, oh, I need this, I need that. No, you don't. You don't need all these. You don't need all the oils. You need one oil or two oils or three oils, or you need this specifically.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the problem stems from what we've been happening to ourselves.
Yeah.
With our anxiety. So you've got to find out what's triggered that.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to try and find out yourself. You've got to go back to your ground roots.
Yep.
So instead of trying to cover over the problem, you got to deal with it.
Yes.
And a lot of people forget that. Like, you got to go back and, you know, and if something's giving you a problem, go and deal with it.
Yeah.
You know, but the essential oils will help you deal with that.
Yeah.
It's not going to cure you. And I've always said that they're not there to help the cure. Mm-hmm. They're to help you to manage it.
Absolutely.
To deal with the problem and to deal with the situation. Yep. Yes, they will prevent, like lavender for cuts and burns and things like that. You know, or like rosemary for migraines and headaches. Rosemary is great for concentration, for the brain, you know, but they'll help you.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where we're lost. Like, you know what I mean? People think, like, when the adverts on television, like, and have you noticed how more and more people now are starting to use essential oils in their products?
Yes, they are. It's interesting.
Can't believe it. You know, all of a sudden, like, you know what I mean? This industry is like growing, you know, because everybody's talking about them now because they're talking about, they don't want the chemicals no more. They want nature. They want nature.
Yeah.
And it's the young ones who are driving it. But all of a sudden, you see these products coming on television. We use essential oils. There must be something in it.
Yeah.
Got to be something in it, Debbie. Yeah. Got to be something.
But it's great to hear how passionate you are about it.
Thank you.
I think what you say, it's absolutely right. The essential oils, they help to facilitate that change, as do I with the hypnotherapy or anything I do. I'm a facilitator. I'm there to help.
Yeah.
But that inner drive needs to come from the person, and they need to be ready and willing to face, well, what's going on underneath?
Yeah.
Because any of these things, whether it's a physical imbalance, whether it's an emotional imbalance, it's giving a message that something needs to be dealt with. And we can mask a lot of the time, but if we're just covering up symptoms, we're not actually dealing with what's underneath. So I think, like you say, all of these different ways are allowing that person to have that time and space to deal with whatever's going on underneath so they can then progress and move forwards.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I think it's the same as with you.
Yeah.
You know, because when I see you at the shows, like, you know what I mean, how you actually stand there and talk to people. And I think talking is, you know, it's a big, big way
it's
forward.
Important.
It's important to talk, like, you know what I mean? And it's so well to get on with people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all right selling a product, but you've got to know what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And you've got to be able to show people on how you deal with the situation there. You know, I mean, it's like with the oils. So many people come and say, oh, I can go down the road, or they try and copy, or they try and, I wouldn't say copy because that's unfair, like, but they try and do what we do. But you got to know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
It's years and years, like, and it's you've got to really have a passion and understand and not tell people you can do this, you can do that. You know, you've got to try and help people, not tell them what to do. They've got to learn to do it themselves. And it's the same as what you do.
Absolutely.
You don't force people into doing it. They've got to want to do it.
Yeah.
But you can tell them.
Yeah.
And it's their choice at the end of the
day. Exactly.
But you've got to know what you're doing.
Oh, you have, because otherwise it could be detrimental,
couldn't it,
for everybody?
Exactly, you know. And that's why we don't tell people that they take the oils internally or anything like that. Even at my talks, I always say to people, if you're unsure, before you do anything, look it up.
Absolutely.
Look it up.
Yeah.
You know, just don't take my word from it. I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going by what I've been taught myself, my own experiences.
Yes.
And what I've heard from other people and what I love doing.
Mm-hmm.
But go and look it up. Go and understand it. And there's so many good books out there. There's so many things on the internet about essential oils and what they can do, how to use them. You know, I mean, like, people, like, you know, people don't realize there's only two oils you can put in your skin, which is lavender and tea tree.
Yeah.
All the others need blending.
Yes.
You know, they don't know how to blend them. They don't know what to do with them. You know, even like when you're buying oils, oils should be certificated.
Yeah.
You know, so the oils we sell are all certificated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we buy them in the UK. They're checked in the UK. They're checked under European standards to make sure they're pure and they're proper and everything else, you know, and they're certificated.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to know what you're doing.
You have got to know what you're doing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nice to hear that. It's nice that you're working in an ethical way to make sure that
we get
the best product.
If we don't know what we're doing, Debbie, we tell you.
Yeah.
If I don't know, I won't sit there and fill you full of crap, because do you know what, it's going to backfire.
Absolutely.
And that's what people, that's why people buy from us, because they trust what we say.
Yeah.
They believe in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't know, we'll turn around, we'll say, sorry, we don't know, get on the internet and look it up yourself.
Brilliant.
You know, because and if it's not right, we won't sell it to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all about trying to make, it is nice to make money, but it's not all about making quick bucks.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to buy into it.
Yeah.
We want you to use oils. Mm-hmm. We don't want you just to take a couple of oils and bugger off and that's it. Like,
yeah.
This is all about getting people to use nature's natural healers.
Yeah.
Ongoing. Full
Absolutely.
Stop.
Absolutely. I mean, I've got one of your bottles. It's, I can't remember what they're called. It's gone out of my head. I apologise to the listeners. It's like a bottle when you put some little sticks in it and it makes the room smell nice.
Oh, the reed diffusers.
Yeah, that's
the one. Yeah.
It's a really lovely, like, citrusy orange one that
yeah,
I got from
your Yeah, the citrus crush.
And I have that in my garden room, which is basically my office space.
Yeah.
And I love it because it makes me feel really energised.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Do you know what? We're selling more and more. Because you know what we do is, we actually, it's 250ml bottles.
Yeah.
So you've got six reeds and there's a little flower that comes with them.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we do is we're using pure essential oils, but we're also using a non-alcoholic base. It's a soy base.
Yeah.
So there is absolutely no unnatural chemicals in the actual bottle itself. And we've had people report it's been lasting them a year.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to have had mine a year, possibly even slightly longer.
The
and
smell.
It's just going and going.
It just continues on. But the amount of oil that is put into that, if you think about it, a 250ml bottle, nearly half of that is made up of essential oils.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of oils, you know. And for what we charge, I mean, we charge, I think it's £25 now. We've had to charge £25, but it lasts you a year.
Yeah.
I mean, if you break down the cost for that, it's nothing to what you would pay for something else. But it's no chemicals, no unnatural chemicals. Yes, it's got chemicals, don't get me wrong, but it's not unnatural chemicals. They're all natural chemicals. Mm-hmm. And they do smell. You just change the sticks and it is a beautiful, beautiful smell. But they've got great properties. Yeah. They help with what they say it does, you know. But yeah, there's six of them we do actually, and they're beautiful.
Yeah. I'd definitely say to anybody that comes to any of the wellbeing shows where Mel's at, they definitely go and have a smell of some of the stuff. It's amazing. There's
Thank
such
you.
A variety.
Thank you. Yeah,
I'm always saying to people in like my talks and things, if ever it's relevant, oh, go and look at that store because you're knowledgeable. And there is something for everybody, which I think is great.
I love it. I love it. I get right passionate, honestly. it's better than living life myself sometimes. I love it. I love it when we've had a good show.
Yeah.
And it's been nice and busy. And I love the energy you get from the people. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it can be very hard. I'm sure you've experienced it, like where you're trying to talk to people and it's like you're hitting the head against a brick wall, like, and you think, oh, God, like, you know what I mean? And it drags your energy down because... You know what? We all work from different people's energies.
Yes.
So when people are feeling good, you feel good. It's it's like a whole knock-on effect.
Yes.
And I find that when I'm doing the oils, I love it when people's faces, whoa, when they get this shock, like, you know, when you spray a spray over them, even if they don't want it, like, you know what I mean? I'll still give them a squirt, like, you know what I mean? But, you know, but the thing about it is it's amazing how they actually, when they get that smell and they say, oh my God, I can't believe it. Or they get this shock and they'll say, I didn't realize it was like that. And you feel, yes, it is. It's good, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like lemongrass. It's, you know, any of these oils are beautiful oils. Sunshine oils are great.
Yeah.
You know, because they make you feel good, you know. And I'll say, what's bad about that? And they'll say, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
And this is the problem is people don't understand. They think you're trying to give them a fragrance.
Yeah.
You're not actually giving them a completely natural chemical. It's essential oils. Mm-hmm. They think it's like something that's going to make them sick. How can a flower make you sick?
Uh-huh.
Unless you take it inside and eat it. And, you know, I mean, you know, be realistic about it. Mm-hmm. Common sense. It's amazing what you can find out in the world if you just open your eyes, look at it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're almost coming to the end of the show today.
Thank you.
If people were wanting to find out about your products or where to get in contact with you, who would they look for?
Well, we have got a website.
Yep.
And it's very, very simple. It's just www.oilfaction.co.uk. Or if they wanted, my phone number is 07840-947-674.
Yep.
We are, we're on Facebook as well. So we go, just look up Oil Faction on Facebook. If you want to get hold of us, you can get hold of us. If you just want us to, any knowledge, you don't even have to buy anything. If you're just wanting some advice on certain oils or whatever. And the thing about it is, also, we can make whatever you want.
Brilliant.
So if you want a certain oil, a certain smell, if you want a certain reed diffuser, if you want a certain spray, we can make that for you.
Amazing.
Absolutely whatever you want. Whatever you got, pain, migraine, sickness, just want something for the house, whatever it is, we've got it. But just message us. We're at the Wellbeing shows, a lot of the Wellbeing shows. you know, but definitely go on the website, have a look. If it's not there, message us.
Excellent.
Thank you.
So just before you go, I like to ask the people that are on, have you got any final words of wisdom for our audience today?
Go and get some essential oils, for Christ's sake, you know. Just understand them. Just start using them. Come on, you know, seriously. You know, when you see me the next time, don't try and run from me. When I say have a sniff, seriously, it's mm-hmm. worth your while. You know, I don't press you. I'm not going to press you. If you don't want, you don't want. I'm not going to. I am a bit overactive sometimes. I think it's my autism, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But seriously, guys, you know, it's worth, just go and find out about mm-hmm. them. You know, if I can just help one person,
yeah,
we've achieved, like, you know what I mean? But you know what, Debbie, it's people like you who are opening up things and doing Aww. Things for other people, like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And, you know, we it's great when everybody works together and the well-being scene. And I really appreciate you doing this and, Aww, you know, giving you. Us another option and avenue to get talk to people and get people out there. So mm-hmm. thank you very much, Debbie.
Oh, thank you ever so much as well.
Thank you. Yes, yes.
And thank you to our audience for listening today. Take care, and I shall speak to you again soon.
Bye
for now.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure you subscribe. If you would like to find out more about the therapies that we provide and the training we offer, please visit our website, www.tranquil-awakenings.co.uk. You can also find us on social media.